Please be seated. Good morning, MCC Austin. You smell that? There's love in the air. Breathe it in. Smile today. Hug somebody today. Tomorrow is National Hug Day. It is. And there is still a tremendous amount of authentic love in the world, and love is healing. Somebody said God is love. Love is an energy that transforms lives. Bill Manning is a friend of mine. He is also a church member here, and he and I both work part-time at Costco. Now, we don't actually work for Costco. We work for CDS, which is the company that hands out all those little food snacks. You know those people, right? Okay, now, both of us were working one day, and I wasn't feeling good. And I'm going to be very frank with you this morning. I don't remember feeling good since I was 19 years of age, when all these chronic illnesses began. Now, I can laugh, I can joke around, but that doesn't mean that I necessarily feel good on the inside. Especially when the itching and the stinging showed up 24/7, nonstop for 4 years. That was not pretty. And to tell you the truth, there have been times that were so bad that I actually asked God, "Are you taking me?" Now, on this particular day, my chronic illnesses were kicking up. And those include chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, interstitial cystitis, we call it IC. It is a bladder disease that is so bad that sometimes it provokes a person to go ahead and have their bladder removed. Thank God I did not have to go through that. I'm still dealing with it though. Polyneuropathy, which is damage to your nerve fibers, and it feels like there's burn over the inside of your entire body. Some level of depression, second stage congestive heart failure. Now, on this day, it was too much, and I was getting ready to tell my manager, I think I need to go home. Now, Bill was through for the day, and he was on his way out, so he came by my station and gave me a big old hug and said, "I just thought I'd say bye, I'm on my way out." By the time he got to those big garage doors at Costco, I became energized enough to finish my day. Now, I know that sounds strange, but I believe Bill's hug made the difference. I do. So today, we're shining the light on pain, suffering, chronic illness, right smack dab in the middle of the Epiphany season. And I know that sounds strange too, because Epiphany and pain, celebration and pain, strange. Well, to be honest with you, Jesus said something strange. Jesus said, "It is impossible, but that offenses will come." Now hold it. Wasn't it Jesus that talked about possibilities? Well, here Jesus says, offenses are inevitable. Now, offenses can mean a multitude of things, but whatever it is, it's hurtful. Bottom line, offenses feel like a slap in the face. In 1987, I had a college friend named Louise. She was diagnosed with leukemia. Now, the doctor happened to tell her on her 33rd birthday. But she decided to fight it. And a bunch of us decided to fight it with her. Now, needless to say, she went through some profound suffering. She went through a bone marrow transplant, kidney transplant. They were getting ready to do a lung transplant. But then on 02/02/02, kind of hard to forget that date now, Louise told them to turn off the ventilator. And at 48 years of age, Louise left us. Well, Louise left us in shock. It was as if somebody took a kitchen towel, dipped it in ice water, and slapped us in the face with it. We're like, okay, I'm up. You up? I'm up. It was an awakening. We became rebooted. We saw things we didn't see before. We began to figure out what was important. It was a brilliant light in darkness. It was an epiphany. And I said, God, why all this with Louise? And an image came to my heart and said, she's a teacher without a classroom. And I said, what exactly, God, is being taught? And this is what I saw in my mind. And as I began to pray about what words would be spoken today for you, God kept showing me this same picture over and over again. Okay, this is what I saw in my mind. Two crowns. One was the kingly royal crown, the crown of glory with all the jewels, and the other was the crown of thorns. And they began to overlap. And where they overlapped, it got really blurry, so that you could not tell where one stopped and the other started. And this is what I heard in my mind. You cannot have one without the other. You see, for a tree to grow up majestically, its roots must go down. They struggle to go down into the earth. An administrative friend of mine at Reagan High School, her name is Rena Guzman, she put it like this. She said, Chris, you have got to get uncomfortable to grow. Then I saw three words. Temporary, completion, mission. Temporary. Earth is the pre-life to the unending life, except the invitation. Revelation 21 says eternal life, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. Completion is about our maturing in the faith. Are we willing to change? Are we willing to learn humility? Even the one who hung the planet without string, deity, put on a body and became subject to pain and humility. And at the end of his life, he said, it is complete. He is the head of the great cloud of witnesses. Those who have suffered and even died for Christ's causes. St. Paul put it like this, if you suffer with Christ, you shall also reign with Christ. Mission. That's why are we here, why we're here. Suffering, whether it's yours or someone else's, tends to change everything in your life. Suffering will grab you by the collar and plead with you to see a need and fill it. And as we do, our footprints go down and we become known for what we did to make a difference on the earth. Now, I realize that I haven't said much about healing. I do believe in God's healing. In spite of all of my continued chronic illnesses, God has done marvelous things in my life. I'm now cancer-free for 24 years. Jesus brought me through a cult experience that made the cancer look like kindergarten for me. And I continue to reach out to God for health, for surely God is able. I'll reach out for that brass ring, and if I don't get the whole thing, I'm going to grab for every shard I can get my hand on. And I'm going to thank God for it. Now, here's the bottom line. I am not okay just knowing what the world is going through. I'm forced to step out. I'm forced to stand, make a difference. I cannot turn my back on the great cloud of witnesses. The Blessed Mother Mary, she had to watch her son be tortured. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul beheaded. Louise was brave to the end. Little M.D. Anderson children who deal with cancer, they paint these really beautiful little Christmas cards. Some of them don't make it until those cards go on sale. Now, I'm not trying to minimize pain and suffering this morning. It is real, it is raw, and it is rough. But the meaning of life far surpasses pain and suffering and even death. We have come to make a difference in the world, and by God's grace, we're going to do just that. Okay, now we're talking about standing, stepping out, and getting things done. I ran into a song that I knew from the 60s. It's called Stand by Sly and the Family Stone. The lyrics are right there on front of your bulletin. Now, Sly and the Family Stone was a very successful fusion band. They played soul, rock, rhythm, and blues. They were playing around the years, the 60s through the 80s. And in 1993, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But in 1968, after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., and by the way, tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hear, hear. We love you, Dr. King. After the assassination, the tone of their music changed, and they began promoting social justice. Let's look at the lyrics. It really seems to fit in with what we're talking about today. Okay, so there's a lot of ways to interpret this song. This is just one of them, okay? But I really think this is about making a difference in the world. Call stand. Stand. Move. Get involved. In the end, you'll still be you. You won't lose yourself. You'll probably find yourself. One that's done all the things you set out to do. And you know, most people have a dream to do something good in the world. There's a cross for you to bear. The cross is preparing yourself to make a difference. Things to go through if you're going anywhere. And look, there's some training, and it's not simple. It might be painful. How else are we going to know what other people are going through? For the things you know are right, it's the truth that the truth makes them so uptight. Tolerance, respecting differences is the truth. Others know it's the truth, but they get allergic to it. All the things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal. We have to be willing to learn, to respect God, to respect others, to respect ourselves, or the deal is off. It says you've been sitting much too long. Are we waiting for somebody else to get up and make a difference? There's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. You know, if you're involved, your pants are going to get dirty. They're not going to be so fresh and with a nice little crease. Then it says there's a midget standing tall. Well, back in the 60s, that word midget was okay. Now we try to be more sensitive, so I changed it to there's one short in stature standing tall. Okay, you'll hear the other word, because we're going to play this song in a little bit. But you know that what we have in our heart is there's one short in stature standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall. One strong voice can make a difference. Dr. King's did. One strong voice can make a difference. If we stay determined, we could see big changes. They'll try to make you crawl. They know what you're saying makes sense and all. Don't you know that you're free? Well, at least in your mind, if you want to be. Making a difference, that could be a long haul. But no matter the obstacle, keep loving yourself, believing and working for a change. So we're going to play that in a few minutes. But Paul, where's Paul? Paul Gagnon is coming up, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he goes through on a daily basis with pain. And while he's coming up here, I do want to say that there is a chronic pain support group here at our church, and we normally meet on the last Sunday of the month after the 11 o'clock service. Check your bulletin for information, or you can just call the church. So, Paul, we're so glad you decided to join us up here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. I really have enjoyed meeting you. And we were trying to decide at 9 o'clock whether we met in the pain support group or we just met hugging in the middle of the aisle during some service. We don't know. It doesn't matter. But we're going to cut to the chase. Paul looks like $1 million. But that doesn't mean he feels. That doesn't mean he feels like $1 million. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. You have some pretty severe back problems, don't you?
Yeah, I got bad problems, neck problems.
Uh-oh, did we cut it off?
Is that better?
There you go. You're on.
I have several problems, you know, mostly spine issues. But
tell us what those doctors help you to decide.
Yeah, the doctors helped me to decide when I had a couple of minor incidences, because they always ask you, well, what's your pain level? What's your pain level? What's your pain level? Mm-hmm. And I never knew how to answer the question until one day I got my thumb caught in a gate, tore my nail off, fractured my thumb, all this other business. So I'm sitting in the ER with my thumb soaking in their magic solution, and I'm saying, my thumb isn't what's bothering me. My back is bothering me. So that started to put things into a little bit of perspective.
Okay, hold it. You fractured your thumb. Mm-hmm. It tore the whole nail off.
I can't believe it grew back again. I didn't think it was, because it pulled it out from underneath.
Oh, Lord God. And what he was hurting over was his back. All right.
One more. Working on a job site, standing on a ladder with a sizable nail gun with 3-inch rafter nails in it. Some of you guys will probably know how big they are. So anyways, the nail gun was falling. I grabbed the nail gun. Of course, you grab the nail gun, you squeeze the trigger, nothing happens until you push the safety in at the end of it. Right. So I grabbed the gun, and it's falling, and I grabbed it, and it twists my arm, and I shoot myself in the leg right here. So it was kind of like the same scenario. The head of the nail went through my jeans, nailed my pocket to my leg. So I'm in the ER again. And they're doing x-rays and what have you, and I'm sitting there, and they're like, well, move like this, move like that. It's like, my back is killing me. You know, forget the nail. It was my back again. So now when they ask me what my pain level is, that's the scenario I give them. So I don't know what number you want to put on it, but that's where it's at.
So he's feeling the pain in his back over having the 3-inch long nail go through your thigh and nail down your pocket to your thigh.
Very lucky.
You're worried about your back. Can you imagine that? Can you actually imagine that? So you really want to up that number when you talk to the doctors, right?
Well, if I need to put it in perspective, I have to.
You have to.
Mm-hmm. I have to.
It's clear as day. It's clear as day. And how long has this pain been going on?
A little over a decade.
A little over 10 years. That's what we call chronic pain. Mm-hmm. How does it affect you? Does it make you angry?
I'm angry about every day. Angry every day about it.
Yeah.
And for a whole bunch of things, you know, I mean, right. I used to do all kinds of, you know, sports, physical stuff, and I can't do none of that.
Your life has really changed. You've lost parts of your life.
Well, you feel like you lost almost all of it.
That's exactly right. I know that feeling.
You know, and one of the struggles that, I mean, a lot of people have these kinds of pain issues, and nobody knows about it. Nobody knew about you last Sunday after lunch. People were like, I had no idea Christine had issues. Well, you don't know Christine. And, you know, one of the things with it, too, that is it wears on you, wears on you, wears on you, you know, and it kind of beats you down. And sometimes you get a bad attitude besides, and you stop caring. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, you know, Lord, are you coming to get me or what?
Yes.
And I've had my days.
What about prayers?
Prayers help.
Praying for yourself.
I pray for a lot of other people. There's a lot of other people out there that are much worse than I am. And I thank God I'm not worse than I am. That's what I pray for. And that's what gets me through every single day.
Yes.
And, you know, there's people that can't hardly get to church because they can't get out of the house, or they can't drive, or they can't, you know.
Right. It makes you have a panoramic view of a lot of things, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, and I do what I can to help some of those people. I know a lot of them that can't be here and things, and mm-hmm. we keep in touch and stuff like that. And, you know, some days you need to give them a little extra encouragement because they're, you know, going a little more on the dark side than what would be considered healthy.
Right.
So I you know, it's nice to be able to do something for them.
It does wake you up, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
So that's what you pray for. You're praying for others, and you pray that you really just don't get worse.
That's correct.
What would happen if you got worse? What do you think? Would you shut down or what?
I don't think I would talk about it.
Okay. It
wouldn't,
too much.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be good, but I can't say for sure because it hasn't happened. But, I, you know, one of the
God
things
forbid.
For me is I don't give up. I refuse to give up.
Yes.
And I'm just going to keep on fighting and helping whoever I can.
Yeah, so that's kind of the bottom line in it, mm-hmm. isn't it? You know, we've come this far. We're not stopping now.
I'm not.
We're not going to fall apart at the seams now. There's too many people out there that are, you know, our thing is real, but they have worse things than we do.
They do, and I'll tell you, it's incredible some of these other people that really hang on with the problems that they have, because if I had some of the illnesses that they did, I don't know how I would deal with it.
I know. I've seen some real stuff in my time. So that's kind of like pointing back to prayer. We as a congregation could just kind of keep this in mind today and bring it up for prayer. And I'm just, you know, I'm still believing in getting healed in the future. Advancements in medicine.
There's
I think
always
we have to stay positive if possible.
You have to stay positive as much as you can. Sometimes it's difficult, but
yes.
it can be done.
Yes.
And a lot of times with a little bit of help from other people, it makes it doable.
Yes. All right, well, is there anything else we should know that we didn't talk about?
I don't know. You know, since I started coming to MCC, this church has been like one no other.
Yeah.
The people are fantastic. The people are real. They really care. And you can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a big difference to me.
I'm glad to hear you say that. So those hugs at the beginning of service are healing.
I became a hugger once I started coming here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming up. I love you. You take care now. We'll talk later. All right. We are now going to play the song Stand. Marilyn Marlin, hit it.
Cross for you to bear, things to go through if you're going anywhere. Stand for the things you know alright. It's the truth that the truth makes them so alive. Stand, all the things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is.
Yeah!
is a permanent priest in your right and wrong stand. There's a midget standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall. Your mind if you want to be